You have been very kind and informative and enlightening about all the good works of your husband. Now I would like to hear something about your good works, which there are many. Would you like to tell me how you got started?
Well, what I can say is that mine goes way back to my father's time, because my father was one of the very earliest Zionists who were called the Chovevei Tzion, the lovers of Zion. And naturally, Zionism was part of our life. And when I married Meyer, it was just natural that I would be completely involved in this kind of work. So the minute I came to Newark as a bride, I became active in Hadassah and went from one position to another, and really was very happy in it until I had to leave it and come to Pittsburgh. But I must say that Pittsburgh Hadassah was very generous and welcomed me. And very soon after I came here, I became active, both as a publicity. I edited the bulletin for Hadassah chapter for many years, and then also did a great deal of publicity. And when the National Convention of Hadassah was in Pittsburgh, I believe it was 1962, that I was in charge of the publicity for the entire convention for local papers and local publicity, which was a great deal of work. It was a mammoth job, but the convention turned out to be very, very successful. As a matter of fact, other conventions are compared to the one we had in Pittsburgh, not because of my publicity, but because it all worked together. And then I became vice president when I was education vice president for several years. And after that, I became active in the region.
What does the region consist of?
The region consists, at that time, the region had 34 chapters, from ranging from western Pennsylvania into West Virginia and Ohio, like Steubenville, Ohio, and Erie, Pennsylvania, or East Liverpool, Ohio.
I guess Eastern Ohio.
Eastern Ohio, but now I don't know just how many chapters are left. Some of them consolidated together with other smaller chapters, and it just, the Jews moved out of the small towns, and naturally the chapters had to fold. But it's still a very effective region, and in fact, we're having a regional conference on April the 24th and 25th in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Do you expect to attend?
Yes, I expect to attend.
Oh, wonderful.
Sunday.
Well, can you tell me at this time, like 1962, the first convention that you
yeah.
officiate at, what was their main project? We already did.
Of course, 1948. We had some very fine speakers, but right offhand, I can't remember who were the outstanding speakers.
Well, may I ask you to go back to 1948. What was Hadassah doing then?
Well, Hadassah was established in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
It was doing its work. It was on Mount Scopus. It had a tremendous hospital on Mount Scopus, which, of course, they lost in 1948 when the Arabs attacked Jerusalem, and they killed 70 nurses and doctors who were coming down in a convoy, and these British soldiers were standing by and did nothing about it. After that, Hadassah lost the Mount Scopus Hospital, and they had to operate from several places in Jerusalem, like Santa Maria Convent and other places. And then 1943, we came back and built a new hospital at Ankara, which is the largest hospital in the Middle East, and the Mount Scopus Hospital has been renovated and rebuilt, and it is just one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Is that where the Chagall windows are?
No, the Chagall windows are in Ankara.
What was your earliest trip to Israel?
I went to Israel in 1956. I think it was 1954. Went to Israel first time. And then we average about one every 2 years. And we stayed. We lived there. We lived there for a few months at a time.
Did you function
after
for
my husband retired to live there. That was after 1964.
Oh.
Before that, it was just a visit, a 3-week visit.
When you did visit with your husband, were you also functioning for Hadassah?
No.
Just
was a visit. Of course, I saw the Hadassah installations and all, but I didn't do anything special for Hadassah there.
And then let's go on back to Hadassah. What else you did with Hadassah here in Pittsburgh after you were vice president of education?
Then I continued. Well, I gave up the vice presidency after a certain length of time. Mm-hmm. And then I continued being active in many other ways that are just too many to enumerate. And I still am.
In other words, wherever you were needed.
Yeah, I still have Wills and Quest chairman. I haven't been now for several years.
Wills and Bequests.
Quest chairman for both the chapter and the region.
Now, should we go to the State of Israel bonds? Because I know that's where you were extremely active.
I've been active in the State of Israel bonds in many directions. The Women's Division functions, and I'm on the board of the Women's Division or Israel Bonds of Pittsburgh. And any time there was a function, I worked on it, especially. And I was honored by Hadassah. They have an honoree every function to a certain extent has an honoree. So I was the first honoree for Hadassah. And then again, I was honored again by the bonds. Well, this was not entirely Hadassah. This was just Rumors Division, the citywide. The Reisenstein Affair sponsored.
Would you like to describe that award? It's just a beautiful thing to look at.
It's a menorah. I'm not a menorah.
Mezuzah.
It's a beautiful mezuzah.
Framed.
And it's called framed and on blue velvet, surrounded by a silver frame.
And what date was that?
That January 28th, 1981.
And what does it say?
It says, Heritage Award presented to Ida B. Mintz, whose tireless devotion to the traditions and values of Judaism is manifest in unremitting service to the Jewish people and to the building, the economy, and promoting the growth of Israel through Israel bonds. The heritage of our fathers is in our hands. January 28, 1981.
That's very beautiful.
It is beautiful. Now they'll be having another function for Hadassah on April the 29th, which will honor all the past chapter presidents and all the past regional presidents, also for bonds. And I think that should be, this is in honor of Hadassah's 70th birthday, which the whole country is celebrating. And we try to do as much as we can for Hadassah and Israel, naturally. Israel first.
Do you have a part in it? Are you in any of the
committees? I'm just an active volunteer.
Can you, let's depart from Hadassah and State of Israel Bonds, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about the everyday social life in Pittsburgh when you arrived. Where did you live?
Well, we lived on Monitor Street. When we first came here, we lived on Monitor Street for a number of years. And after that, my daughter came, she was 13, so she immediately went into Taylor Alderdice and made friends very quickly, and we acclimated ourselves to Pittsburgh. Well, I know that the very first year, I think I went back four times because I just found it hard to get used to being away from the eastern part of the country and my relatives. And then we moved to Beachwood Boulevard, and then my daughter got married from there, and we moved to Hempstead Road, and we had a big fire in Hempstead Road. So we moved here and have been here now for 23 years. And as far as social, we belong to everything, and I think we've made a nice circle of friends. We didn't socialize with cards or things like that, but we found interest in a lot of things that were going on in the city. My daughter went away to college to Michigan, and after that she got married, so once they're out of your house to go to college, they're out. They're away. I don't know whether you want that or not.
Well, it's a very common...
She lives down in the area with her husband, of course, the two... And her two boys are away now.
Tell me this, was there much anti-Semitism in Pittsburgh at the time that you were aware of?
I wouldn't know. I would not know that.
Would you hazard to say there really wasn't that much?
I couldn't tell. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell because I didn't associate with anybody who was not Jewish. Mm-hmm.
And you lived in a Jewish neighborhood
all
the time.
I always did, and all my life. Mm-hmm. So I really couldn't tell.
Mrs. Mintz, has the next generation in your family continued your devoted interest in Jewish affairs?
I'm very glad to say that they certainly have, that both my daughter and son-in-law are very active in the Jewish affairs. As a matter of fact, he was the chairman of the campaign in Erie, Pennsylvania, and is still active in the work of the Federation there. And they made the trip to Israel, were very much impressed, and they sent their boys to Israel. As soon as each one of them got to be 16, they sent them, each one of them, for 6 weeks. So that there was a great devotion to Israel and Judaism. Judaism in the highest sense, not necessarily religious Judaism, but proud Judaism.
And what are and where are your grandsons? Are they attending school now? Or?
One is at Stanford Law School. That's the younger one. The older one is in New York. He's working as a general managing director of a company that produces photos for magazines and for newspapers. Mm-hmm. He himself is not a photographer, but he does the managing to get those. And he just came back from a trip to Australia on a project of that sort. And the second one is at Stanford Law School, doing very well. And he's looking forward to being a lawyer.
Well, we could say that the grandchildren of the immigrants are doing fabulously.
I hope so.
In other words, a very good, you and Meyer did a very good job.
their parents did a good job.
Well, you raised them.
Because we were far away.
Well, can I ask you one more thing, Mrs. Mintz, if you'd care to expound? Do you have a philosophy?
Turn it up in a moment.
Mrs. Mintz, we didn't talk about any of the other organizations in Pittsburgh, and I know you were active in some of them. Would you like to talk about some of them?
Well, I'm glad to tell you that I've learned to admire the work of the National Council of Jewish Women. While I have only the job of a bylaws chairman and occasional parliamentarian, but when I see the young people who are so deeply involved in giving other people, by helping others, such as the older people, the juveniles, the girls who go astray, or now they're involved with the Russian immigrants. And I cannot help but admire sincerely their devotion, their willingness to work hard, and set an example for the entire community. When you look at these young people who could easily spend their time having a good time, devote most of their time to the welfare of others, is something that I think that is also in the Jewish tradition, but yet has to be admired. I'm also, I belong to the town, to Ladies Hospital Aid Society, where I'm also bylaws chairman, and I admire their work too. And again, they are carrying out the Jewish tradition of being the brother's keeper.
Are there any other organizations?
Yes, I have gone to the Home for the Aged, the auxiliary for the Home for the Aged. While I'm not active there, I still feel that they are also giving a great deal of service to a very, very important part of the life of the city, the Jewish life of the city. And I had the Pioneer Women, of course, do a magnificent job in Israel.
You remember that too?
Yes.
You certainly have devoted a lot of time and effort to these organizations, and you're to be commended.
And I think I gained almost as much as I have given. I always say that.
Well, I think we're coming to the end of this, and I want to thank you very kindly. This was a very exciting interview.
Thank you, and I enjoyed it. I'm glad that you were my interviewer.
Well, thank you.